scripture I want to say this morning is Hebrews 1:14. Are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? And I was listening to Kenneth Copeland this week, and he was telling the story about Ed Dufresne. Do y'all ever listen to Nancy? Ed's gone on to be with the Lord. But Kenneth was telling this story, and he was in a hotel room, Ed Dufresne was, and he needed $500,000 to pay off his church. And he was in his room, and he heard a key rattling in the door. And when he walked in, the ceiling just went back, and the room just disappeared. And two giant angels was in his room. And he said, "Who are you?" And they said, "We're your prosperity angels. We have come to help you get the money for your church." He said, "Well, what are you waiting for?" They said, "We're waiting for your command." He said, "Go." And they disappeared. He needed at least $300,000. And Ed was still concerned about how he was going to get that money. And his secretary came to him a few days later and said, "There's a man here wanting to see you." And Ed said, "I don't want to see anyone." And the secretary said, "Oh, you want to see this man?" The man walked in his jogging suit, and he said, "I don't know you. I've heard you preach, and you scare me." He said, "I am a lawyer, and I don't know why I'm doing this, but here's $300,000. That held the bank off. So then he was in another place, and the man was there on the front row. And he raised his hand and he said, "I was supposed to have given you $500,000 that day." And he said, "And I repent. And here's the other $200,000. And that paid off the church. You know, I don't know about y'all, but I need some financial angels. You know, I was out of debt until I bought my car. And you know what? I don't believe that debt is for me. I believe I'm delivered and set free from it. So since I've heard this, I've been telling my prosperity angels, go get my money to pay off my car." If he'll do it, if the angels will work for Ed Dufresne, he'll work for you. God's no respecter of persons. What you have to command them angels. Put them to work. Some of them are about to get lazy. Because they don't have no commands. Nobody tells them to go and do anything. But this morning, if you need a prosperity angel, send him. Say, "Go get what I need," and tell him what you need. Tell him the amount you need. It works. If he'll bring $500,000 in, he can bring in your measly 20 or whatever. Amen. God, you're so good. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Angels are encamped all about this place. Ooh, shandarada kamashiate. Ooh, thank you for the anointing that breaks the yoke of debt. We break that spirit of debt, credit card debt. We break that. You're a thief, devil. And I thank you, Lord God. We send forth the angels, the prosperity angels, to bring in the money to pay off credit cards. Lord, I thank you. Every need is met, nothing missing, nothing broken. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Ooh, I thank you that the blessing, that the windows of heaven are opened up on us and blessings are poured out on us that we don't have room enough to receive. And I just thank you, Father God, the offerings and the tithe this morning is blessed. We're under the blessing. And I just praise you and I just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, I call us debt free. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Great job. I think we, after hearing the word, you need to respond to the word. Faith without works is dead. So I think we just need to stand up quickly, please. Now, if you don't want to be blessed, you can step back down. We all want to be blessed. But this is a commandment. We have sown and we'll reap. We need to say that we receive. A lot of times we go through the motion, we give, and just don't give a second thought. But let me tell you something. That is a miracle seed in your hand. It may be 2 quarters. It may be 200,000. I don't know. But you need to obey God. And let's just receive. Let's just do it like this. Father, in the name of Jesus, there you go. I receive.
All my harvest.
On my seed sown today.
I receive it.
I receive it.
I receive it.
I receive it.
And I thank you for it.
And amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Y'all come. Amen. Praise God. Let's give our praise to him, a great hand clap. And our guys and girls upstairs. No girls up there today, but you guys, y'all doing well. Hallelujah. Thank y'all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I just want to tell you, it's great to be here today. It's great to see our family together. It's great to just enjoy the presence of God. It's great to hear you all praise God and worship God. Is a sweet sound to heaven. Hallelujah. Do not underestimate God's attention to you, what you're doing, what you're saying, what you're believing for. He will answer your prayers. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, he's got mine answered. All right. You got your Bibles today? Let's hold them up and wave them around. Say, this is my Bible.
I am.
Well, it says I am.
I
refuse to be anything less. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, Father, as we approach your word, we ask, Lord, for the anointing of God to illuminate your word, your truth, and your power. We thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Could we go to Isaiah 55, please? We'll start with verse 1. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I like this first word, King James. Don't you love King James?
Yeah.
Ho. Ho, everyone that thirst, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye and buy and eat. Yea, come buy and wine and milk and without money and without price. Everybody says things are good in the kingdom of God. Ho! God says, ho! Come here! Come here! Are you thirsty? We talked Wednesday night about Jesus on the last day of the feast stood and cried, all of you that are thirsty, come to me and drink. Well, I don't know what I need to do. How do I need to invest this? How many jobs are in all these questions that we all have trying to work things out rationally when the Bible is not a rational book. God's not logical. He's God. He does things God's way. That's what God does. And we'll all say yes and amen. He's smarter than you are. Some of y'all better catch up. He's smarter than you are. Come on, Libby, say amen. He is smarter than we are. I'm glad somebody's smarter than me. I got Ann, but she's not smart as God. She's pretty smart, but she's not smart as God. And His Word says things that we need to do. Everyone that thirsts, come to the waters. We've been to the waters since we got here, right? He that hath no money, come ye and buy. We've given today. Your harvest is on the way. Amen? Buy what? Milk and crackers? No. Wine and milk without money and without price. Let's back up. How are you going to buy something without money? Jehovah Jireh is my what? I don't have to pay him. He's going to provide things. That's the kingdom of God. I was coming to church earlier. And it just struck me that I turned the curve down there. Mark, I'm a child of God, and I got an inheritance with God. I'm not a poor man. No. I am not a poor man. No. You are not a poor people. No. We are connected to God. He owns everything. You have an inheritance with Him. We just need to read the will and go claim it by faith. That's how you do it. Claim it. Call those promises in. Send those angels to go to work. They're ministering spirits. Well, I don't want to bother them. They may be busy. They're not busy. The only thing they want to do is take care of you. That's what they're commanded to do. And when we get to heaven, when you run into yours, they probably say, why don't you tell me to do some more? Amen? Angels are real. And when we get to heaven, we're going to have probably a video of our whole life and see all the times that angels protected us. Because I have squashed my angels sometimes pretty small, navigating around a car or something, you know. I almost was in that ditch, Mark, but wonder what happened. The angel stopped it. Amen. Buy without money and without price. Without price? How many of you go out to eat and you pick out what you want to eat by what the price is? I'm not saying that's, you know, we're not going to spend the whole kingdom on a hamburger, you know. But what we're saying is this. What's my perception? My God owns the universe. We can look at the other side of the venue. It could have filet mignon. It could have catfish. If you're in the mood for catfish, I strongly suggest you get some catfish. But I didn't go to the restaurant to get crackers and water. They'll give you that. But God wants to bless us. Amen? Yeah. It all has to do with His anointing. And do not let the devil tell you you do not qualify. If you are a child of God, you do qualify. And that's the start. And I'm fixing to say almost the last sentence I was going to say. Because some of you are going to say, ooh, hallelujah, I'm getting out early. But I'm not guaranteeing anything, Emerald. We are anointed because we are the church, right? Jesus is the head. We're the body. Everybody say, we're the body. Well, you're not going to separate the head from the body. The anointing is on the body. John tells us in John 14, the things He did, we'll do also. Why, on our own strength? No. We got to get past that. We got to understand and realize not only am I saved, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and I have kingdom rights, and I am a child of God. He's not mad at me, and I'm certainly not mad at Him. And there are things out here that we need to venture into. We need to go to these places where we can take a healing for nothing, like we did today. Charlie's healed. We're all healed today that got prayer. Amen? Don't say you're not, because we prayed for you. Don't be wavering. We're going to do the things in the kingdom. It don't cost anything. We just do it. Jesus needed to feed 20 or 5,000 men, probably 20,000 people there. And he said, what do we got? Y'all know what they had? Two what? Two fish and five loaves of bread. Now, they weren't those French kind about this long either. They were just little deals. Look it up. And he fed all of them just what he had. That's what God can do. He's a God of an increase. He's increased us all. And he wants to continue to always increase us. Let me tell you something. You're his child. He's not going to abandon you. Amen? Everybody say, I'm glad I'm not an orphan. All right. That's in Isaiah 55. Let's read on down to 2. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me. Everybody say, yes. And eat ye that which is good. Yes. And let your soul delight itself in fatness. Well, some of us have been pretty delighted. I've eaten enough fudge this winter, and I liked every bit of it. I went to get a cookie last night before I went to bed. Ann said, don't get the cookies. You had enough sweet. I said, two. No. I said, one. So I got that cookie, walked in another room, and I heard the wrapper rattle, and she done stuck it back in the shell. Wow. I'm not talking about that kind of fatness. Delight itself in fatness. Y'all, we're talking about spiritual things and prosperity, and God wants us to order off whatever on the menu. He's that kind of God. He wants to bless you. And if you're a tither and a giver, that will come to you. But the thing is this, there are people right now, we make sort of light of this fact, a hamburger, cheese and crackers or whatever, which I like it all. But the thing is this, there are people right now, they can't afford to buy anything to eat. Is that God's will? No. Some knucklehead may have preached that to them somewhere. Said, you don't deserve that. Well, none of us deserved anything that God's given us. None of us. But the thing is this. Isn't it good when you see the light come on in your children's eyes as they get growing up and begin to see and what it takes and become a man or a woman and do great things in the world? Yes, amen. Well, that's what God wants us to do. Delight yourself in spending a little okay. It's okay. Right? If not, we need to have this session just for Ann. I'm getting in trouble, aren't you? I'm going to come over here. You and Matt have to protect me and Travis, okay? God wants you to have the best. Now, if you don't want, that's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's not a sin. Da, 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 da. But the thing is this, God's God. And his perspective for you is to, if you are evil and know how to give good things to your own children, how much more does God want to give to you? And what does it say? The Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Spirit is the provider. He is the power of God. He is the presence of God. He is the wisdom of God. He is the love of God. He's the patience of God. He's everything that God is in spirit form. And he lives in you. And he lives in me. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. I will ask this question now, and we'll just, you don't have to answer out loud. If you were the Holy Spirit, and you're going to live in a body, There's some bodies I wouldn't want to live in. Let's clean it up. Make his place special. Amen? But it don't matter what you wear. That's true. It's not a heaven or hell issue. But it's talking about doing, being your best for God. Amen. Have you noticed this? That people recognize who you are and your place because of what you wear? Now, Dr. Jeremy will go to work this week, and he probably won't have on a Hurley t-shirt like that. He'll have on some scrubs and whatever, but that's what they wear. You go to the courthouse, you'll see a judge with a black robe. You'll see lawyers with coats and ties on. It's probably the only place you ever see them anymore. And I don't want to go to court just to see one. But I'm telling you, be your best. You're going to feel better. You are a child of God. And it's okay. He'll provide it. He will provide it. Take care of what you got, too. It'll last a long, long time. Amen. When you get home, take your Sunday pants off and hang them up. Amen. Then put something else on, okay? Please. All right, let's read the next scripture, please, sir. I can say right now this is going to turn into a series. We're not going to get there. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear him, your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Now, this is old covenant. And it's good. Ours is even better. Amen. Because the anointed one lives in the side of you. Glory to God, y'all. The anointing is the most powerful thing that has ever hit the earth. If you can call it a thing. I feel embarrassed for saying thing. But the anointing of God is the miracle maker. It's the anointing. It's the anointing. Well, I wish I could just get anointed. And then you hear people say, oh, he's so anointed. He sings so pretty. Or they're so anointed. And they do all this great. Let me tell you something. Every believer is anointed to do things in God. Amen. Many times the anointing will fire up because there's a great need, an emergency somewhere. And then you pray. Things happen. The anointing is not a faucet you turn off and on. You're blessed. You have anointing. The more understanding, the greater it flows. Well, we read a scripture. Quoted it today. We put it to work today. Believers lay hands on the sick and it don't work. Is that what it says? Let's say it together. Believers lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. There is a recover anointing on the believer. It didn't even say you had to pray. Just lay your hands on them. Y'all got that? Sandy, you got that? What about the middle row? Y'all got that? Well, this side. Y'all pray for this side. Hallelujah. Good to see you, girl. Boys, love y'all. God has an anointing on you. As a child of God, if we know the Word of God, just to lay hands on and people get well. You say, oh boy, that's huge. No. Let the light come on. Let the light come on in your head and your heart. You are walking around with the ability, the anointing to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I wish I could get some of that anointing. Glory to God. We caught it. That day that Coca-Cola truck hit that man on the tractor over that rim. And I was the first one there. And John Deere tractor, he turned and the truck hit him. And threw this older gentleman on the pavement. And he's laying there and blood coming out of his head. And I just went up, laid my hands on him. And prayed for him. And then the driver, I talked to him because he was in worse shape than this guy probably, I guess, if he could be. And then other people started coming, so I left. But see, when the need arises like that, Jackie, God don't fool around. All he needed was a believer to have two hands, or one hand, to lay on this guy. I heard that guy went home that afternoon from the hospital. Now, we don't go out and chase at ambulances and working miracles. You will never work a miracle. I will never work a miracle. But the one in me can. And when a need arises, something like that, buddy, you better get with the situation and let God flow through you. We are anointed. We are probably more than we know that we are. The availability, the power that resides within us is the anointing. Who is Jesus? The Son of the living God, correct? Who is Jesus Christ? He is the anointed one with all the anointings of God. Who's in you? Who's in me? Let's look up a little bit. Let's stand up a little taller. Let's look a little straighter, because God is depending on you to spread the gospel. Well, I'm not qualified. I don't have... Are you born again? Yes. Get in the Word of God. Begin to do what the Word says. Look, y'all, it's so simple. And you do this. I know you do. But it all flows out of a heart of love. If you're walking in strife and you're mad, you're not going to get much of a ministry going. In fact, you won't hardly do anything, because all you're thinking about is yourself. How are you going to minister to somebody else? Amen? The anointing of God. Let's read on down quickly. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. 5, please. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that know not thee shall run into thee because of the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel. Ooh, that's Jesus, the Holy One of Israel. For he hath glorified thee. Okay. God's going to call for people to come. Verse 6, please. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. People say, I can just get saved anytime I want to. No, you can't. Only when the Spirit draws you. Don't wait till the day you're dying and say, oh, I'll get it all to him then, but I'm going to do what I want to do until then. You're missing the boat a million miles. You may not be in a position to say anything at that point in time in your life. You may be unconscious. But the thing is this, while God's near, like today, now's the time, now's the time, now's the time, now's the time to latch on to him and what he's got for you. I pray today that we have seen, heard, and felt the presence of God, and that there's so much love involved, and that he'll touch, he'll heal, and whatever's been done today, every prayer is answered. Amen? Verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he shall have mercy upon him. Aren't y'all glad about that? Yeah. And to our God, for he will. You just barely going to make it, Jerry. No. Barely going to slide in there, buddy. You safe at home. Safe. But the Bible says he abundantly pardons. Jesus said, I come to give you life and life more. Abundantly. Your God is more than enough. He is El Shaddai. He is that shadow in Psalms 91 that you hide in. Shaddai. Verse 8, please. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. And everybody said, hallelujah. Verse 9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And everybody said, hallelujah. Verse 10. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and it returns not thither, I love King James, but waters the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, glory be to God, harvest. Verse 11. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It was an example before. You sow seed, the rain comes down, the seed grows, produces fruit, and so shall my words be, saith God, that goes out of my mouth, that it shall not return to me void. Ever say, God's word will not come back empty. God's word works. God's word works. It will not come back void, empty of power, but it will accomplish what it's sent to do. But it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Praise God. The anointing is what destroys the yoke and removes the burden. Religion cannot do it. Nothing can do it. Nothing can remove the yoke that's got you in a grip or in a, where you can't move and you're stuck there. Nothing can do that but the anointing. The anointing also breaks the yoke and removes all burdens. The anointing. And Peter stood on the day of Pentecost and said, quoting God, out of my spirit I will pour, which is an anointing. Upon what? All? Now, if I was God, I'd leave a few out. I wouldn't anoint but one. That'd be me. You liars, y'all better come down here and repent. Upon all flesh. We all have the ability as children of God with an inheritance and the anointing of the presence of the Holy Spirit within us to flow in that river with God and to do the things Jesus did. And I'm going to tell you why. It is so smooth. Didn't say it wasn't without problems. But who can get you out of trouble faster than God? Nobody. Hallelujah. You ready to be blessed? You ready to have the anointing of God to flow in you? Well, you do. Let's all stand up, please. I just want to tell you that you're more anointed than you think. The anointing is available to heal people. The anointing is available to save people. The anointing is available for people. Peter said on that day, God's going to pour out His Spirit upon all cattle, on all vehicles, on all this. No, not on things and stuff, but on people. Because we, our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Jesus came to restore and to heal. And He did not leave you defenseless. The anointing is in you and on you. Let's say it together. The anointing is in me and on me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I'm going to live like that. From this day forward, I'm going to live like that. I have angels. I am a child of God. He's made me a king and a priest. Father, in the name of Jesus, we all right now, Lord, say, forgive us for thinking small. Help us, Lord, to see You and the fullness of Your plan. That, Lord, we are anointed to do what You call us to do. And I know You've got more to explain to us about that, and we'll get to it. But, Lord, from this day forward, it's a new day. I've been to the river today. I've been washed today. I've shaken off dust and rust. I'm going forward with God. It's a new time. I'm healed. I'm whole. I'm well. And not only that, I'm distributing that blessing to others who want prayer and who need to be healed. So, Lord, dismiss us now, and we give You praise for it. But, Lord, we thank You for tonight and tomorrow night. I pray, Lord God, this is my prayer because, Lord, I want You to touch people. That, Lord, we will have to bring in chairs. Lord, there's so many people that need to be touched by you. And we will experience the anointing tonight in great ways. But we'll only experience them with what we're expecting. I'm expecting miracles. I'm expecting great things to be said and done tonight. And Lord, we thank you for Tracy. He'll have a safe travel here. And Lord God, we give you praise, honor, and glory. And Lord, may we not be familiar with the Tracy Harris's of the world. They are precious men and women of God. But Lord, it's you that do the work. So Lord, we thank you for the vessels that you've called to carry the gospel. And Lord, we receive it tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody said, amen. Amen. Tell somebody love them before you go. Hallelujah. We preach fast. Great job.